Hello, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today, we bring you a special edition of the podcast. As you may have seen, Tech Data recently announced its succession plan, as in June, its longtime CEO, Bob Dutkowski, will step up to a new role as executive chairman, while current COO, Rich Hume, will become the distributor's new CEO. Now, Hume is certainly no stranger to the channel community. Along with his 2 years in his new role at the distributor, he spent 30 years with IBM, including a stint as the company's global channel chief. But as he moves into the top job of one of the biggest distributors in the game, we thought it would be a good opportunity to pick his mind a bit, and Hume was gracious enough to accept our invitation. I had the chance to chat with Hume a bit about what he brings to the table, his assessment of both Tech Data in specific and the distribution market in general, the company's North American strategy, the status of the Avnet Technology Solutions integration, and a lot more. It's a great chat, so let's get right into it. My chat with Rich Hume. Rich, thanks so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
First of all, I guess the easiest way to open this up, congratulations on the new role. Can you just tell us a bit about kind of your thoughts of moving into the CE role at Tech Data?
Yeah, so I'm, first of all, very, very excited to take on this opportunity as CEO on June 6th. And, you know, when I reflect back, I feel like I've been training for this job for, you know, 35 plus years that I've been in the IT industry. I'd spent 33 years at IBM with various management positions that I believe have really served me well and have prepared me well, you know, to take on this role, along with the last 2 years that I've spent at Tech Data.
All right. Great. Can you just share a little bit about what you see as sort of the big opportunities right now for distribution in general and for Tech Data in particular as you move into the new role?
Sure. When we take a look at the market, we always start with the market and then start with customers and where the demand is shifting to. Mm-hmm. We see big growth in the areas of cloud, analytics, and security, to name just a couple of the new technologies. And as we, you know, move into the future, we certainly will be looking at building up capability to serve our customers and then ultimately end customers with those new technologies so they can, you know, drive productivity within their businesses and actually, you know, take advantage of using these new technologies to get better business outcomes.
So sort of a deeper dive into sort of the advanced technology directions that that the company's been going. And obviously over the last few years, particularly here in Canada, but I think kind of broadly across Tech Data, we've heard that kind of idea of blurring the line of broad line and value add, and certainly a big acquisition to that point over the last 18 months or so for you guys. Where do you see that kind of trend of sort of the Tech Data as omni distributor sort of blurring the line of broad line and traditional value add?
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, when we think about the acquisition of the TS business, we had in mind the fact that we had to get into these new technology areas in a more significant way. And as we thought about, you know, solving that issue, we'd recognize that we didn't have enough skilled resource, technical resource, engineering-type resource, to get done what we needed to. And, you know, the acquisition of TS fit that need really, really well because, you know, they had a tradition of value add distribution and played more in the, you know, the higher end technologies. As we move forward, the way I think about this is not necessarily a blurring of the lines, but, you know, as technologies mature and standardize, they can take advantage of a more productive and higher velocity model. So use the example of Intel-based servers, entry and mid-range, where years ago, you know, that might have been a more sophisticated sale. Now, you know, the technology has been tuned, if you will, to be more consumable, you know, as time has moved on. So I think of things, technologies through time maturing and then moving into more of a velocity stance and more of an efficient model perspective in terms of distribution. And then these new technologies emerge, which require a lot of hand-holding, a lot of vendor and customer engagement and enablement. So the lines blur as things mature and standardize, but then there's always a new set of opportunities that require a lot of value. And so therefore, we see this, we have this view of the value piece and, you know, traditionally what people have called the volume piece continuing to exist, but serving different needs as time moves on.
All right. While we're on the subject of the TS integration, I've heard some sort of positive reviews from the team internally here in Canada. Can you give us kind of the latest on where we're at with that integration and what you see as sort of the next milestones for getting everything as combined as they ultimately will be?
Yeah, so I had the privilege of being very involved with the acquisition all the way from our original proposal through the due diligence through to the integration. And I'm very happy to report that that whole process has absolutely been on schedule, our internal schedule, and the way we planned it, even inclusive of, you know, getting off of transition services agreements, et cetera. So we could not be more pleased with the way things have evolved. Bob, at the time, talked about the integration as being a two-year type of time frame in order to get things done. And the way we think about it is we pretty much have what I'll call the plumbing all buttoned up, organization structures in place, systems realigned, common set of capabilities. And now as we move forward, we definitely are focused on culture and change management. Within the two organizations, and we got a real good plan to execute that in the remaining part of the second year.
All right. How do you feel the cultures differ between the two companies? Obviously, companies in the same genre in terms of distribution, but a little bit different in terms of focus and culture. How do you see the two meshing?
You know, I think that back to your points of view on volume and value, the go-to-markets for the organizations are a bit different. So, you know, you think about the value piece and it's high velocity, high productivity, just a extraordinary motion within the organization. And when you think about the value piece, you think about longer-term project proposals and you think more about relationship and you think more about enablement through education and tools and process. And so you come from two sort of very different go-to-market motions. And, you know, as I said earlier, we intend to keep those separate, but yet at the same time, we have designed a map to make everyone feel as part of one Tech Data moving forward.
All right. You touched on cloud a little bit earlier, and it feels like we're finally past the point where, you know, cloud is item number 742 on the list of things that's going to kill distribution. I think we're finally past that point of the conversation. What do you see as the challenges both for Tech Data today and for distribution or at large today?
Well, look, just to reiterate what you said, first, that cloud is here to stay.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a service delivery model for infrastructure and software as a service and, you know, many other traditional activities. You know, and I think about cloud and we think about what is now emerging with our vendor community and what's emerging at the end user customer. Hybrid cloud is really where the focus is. And, you know, the definition of hybrid cloud is an enterprise will have on-prem infrastructure motions, and then they'll have off-prem infrastructure motions where the economics, the security, and other you know, variables are right and optimized. And when you think about a hybrid type value proposition, you have to come with a core skill set to be able to solve that. And, you know, obviously, with our business and then the acquisition of TS, we have decades worth of infrastructure experience. And so we're in a good position to be able to help guide our customers as it relates to the hybrid choices which are in the market. And the second important thing is that, you know, we once again have learned that the vendors absolutely look at the business partner ecosystem or the channel ecosystem as an extension of their sales model. Mm-hmm. And even with the cloud, that has not changed, public and or private.
Yeah.
So they recognize that the business partner channel ecosystem is services that long tail, if you will, to customers that they've relied upon for us to reach for decades and will continue to rely upon us going forward.
All right. We've seen more flexibility and agility, I think, out of financing from distribution for yourselves in the form of the technology as a service from some of the vendors in a more narrow kind of device as a service subscription model. Can you talk a little bit about how much you see that kind of as a service extension as a needle mover for Tech Data going forward?
Yeah, so this is a space which is currently emerging for sure. Everything as a service. I've seen, you know, PCs as a service. I've seen servers as a service or infrastructure as a service, you know, on-prem. So that's a little bit different than public cloud. And, you know, when I think about this, traditionally there's been a very big lease base within the industry. And as they move to as-a-service models, it's going to require a set of terms and conditions that are, what I'll use the word, on-demand and much more flexible than traditional leasing. Then in addition to that, the content that is being aggregated in an as-a-service offering is becoming fairly comprehensive. So gone are the days of, you know, buying the PC and then separately acquiring the peripherals,
right,
and the deployment. Everything is being kind of put in one package and with a very, very flexible set of terms and is being brought to market. So I think that this is an area that is absolutely emerging and will provide good opportunity for both vendors, distribution, business partners, and eventually end-user customers will really benefit from, you know, those flexible terms.
All right. Here in Canada, we've seen a little bit of a shift at Tech Data over the last couple of years, kind of more resources on a North American level or more strategy at a North American level, not to the point where we've seen at some other points in time from some of your peers kind of going with a more North American structure writ large. Curious to get your thoughts on kind of what the overall regional strategy of Tech Data looks like going forward. Will we sort of continue along this road? Are we about as far regionalized as things are going to get, or just where do you see it going from here?
Yeah, look, you know, our North American leader or America's leader, Joe Qualia, would be more qualified to talk about it than myself, but I'll just share these comments with you. I think that when we think about our business, we think about it customer in. We always start with the customer. Mm-hmm. So under any circumstance, you know, I'll use Europe as the example where we have countries and we have regions, mm-hmm, in some cases that roll up to European headquarters. We always start with customer first, then country, then into the regional structure. And it's our intent to absolutely have the best customer experience. Then on top of that, the most efficient organizational structure to serve that country, if you will, or customer structure.
All right. Great. earlier you touched on your time at IBM in a variety of roles, including as global channel chief. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of things that you take out of that and bring into the new role in Tech Data. But I wonder if you'd share kind of one or two or even three of the things that you think you learned or developed at IBM that will sort of most inform how you go about being CEO of Tech Data.
Yeah, so first, I would tell you that it was an absolute privilege to be with IBM for greater than 30 years. I mean, the people, the culture, the company, all five-star rated and a really, really outstanding experience. Just a couple of things. I think about the most important experiences that I've had there and how they relate to my job at Tech Data, both currently and in June when I move into the CEO. So, first of all, you recognize, and I know you know well, that distribution is a very low-margin business. So it requires a level of financial acumen, and then it requires a level of operational acumen. Mm-hmm. So in my 30-plus years at IBM, 20 of those years I was either directly or indirectly involved with the business partner channel.
Right.
I was the CFO of IBM's PC business, which obviously is a low-margin business, so mm-hmm. I learned a lot about managing a P&L in a low-margin environment. I then had the opportunity to be the general manager of IBM's North American PC business, and I had the opportunity to be the general manager of IBM's Intel-based server business.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those general management slots had given me a great opportunity to learn how to operationally execute. And, oh, by the way, both of those businesses were greater than 90% channel through channel go-to-market.
Yep.
And then the last piece is, as you had mentioned, I was the global channel leader for IBM for 3.5 years. And in that position, I got to meet with all of the channel constituencies, resellers, distributors, system integrators, ISVs, and got a very good appreciation and understanding for how all of these pieces can serve a vendor to bring significant value and leverage as they go to market with their offerings through the business partner channel ecosystem. So that is low-margin experiences, financial experiences, operational experiences, channel experiences, all relating to and giving me the right set of tools, I believe, to move forward here and lead Tech Data.
All right, great. And just one more for you. I think you provided certainly some hints to the answer about this along the way in the course of the discussion. But what can your partners and I guess your vendors, because they're obviously an important third part of this this relationship. But what can your partners and your vendors expect from you as CEO of Tech Data?
Well, look, the CEO currently, Bob Dutkowsky, has been an excellent leader. If you think about it, Bob had taken over the business 12 years ago, and
yep.
I think we were low 20 billion-ish type of company, and here we sit at 36 billion. So first, I have to, you know, commend Bob for just an outstanding job in leading this company. And you know, certainly, if I can replicate what he's accomplished, it would be a major, major success. Over the last 2 years, as I had come into Tech Data, actually they had thought about succession even back then and mm-hmm. had brought me in as a candidate to be CEO, but certainly I had to prove that I had the right set of skills and capabilities over that time frame. But the long story short, you know, Bob gave me the opportunity to put my thumbprint on the strategy, on the operational plans, on the acquisition, on forming our future around the new Tech Data and identifying our mission, our value, our purpose, our culture. And when I think about moving forward here in June as the CEO, I kind of look in the mirror and say, okay, you know, it's time for you to execute all of the plans that you've been very involved with, along with my other peers here at Tech Data, to assemble and pull together. So now it's time to execute. So I would like to think that as we move into the future, that the vendors and customers will see this as a seamless transition. Since I've aligned for two years with getting the business positioned for its future, and I'd like to think that it'll be consistent with the way Bob had run and managed Tech Data since he's had such success over his tenure.
All right, perfect. I'd like to thank you for your being generous with your time. Just before we wrap up, any parting shots for the Canadian channel community?
Yeah, look, Ed and the team work really hard up there to deliver an excellent customer experience. I'm very, very proud of our organization in Canada. I have to tell you that when I think about my two-year tenure here, albeit short, they've always been committed, dedicated, and have really performed in an outstanding way. So first, to my Tech Data colleagues, hats off. You've done a very, very admirable job. Second is for the vendor and customer community. We really look forward to continued improvement, albeit that we have great engagement. We know that the expectation is incremental improvement as we move forward, and that they should expect that from the Tech Data team.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much once again for the time. Much appreciated, and all the best as you move into your new role.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
So there you have it, incoming Tech Data CEO Rich Hume in his own words. I'd like to thank Rich for taking the time to chat early on a Monday morning. I'd like to thank Tech Data Canada for its continued support of the site through its sponsorship. And of course, thank you for listening in. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back very soon with another edition. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.